And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I have a great guest today, and my guests today are we've got Catherine Alsland, we got Ann Wendy McCantis with Human Resource Training. I also have Clint Walker with Chino Valley Funeral Home and Dr. Aaron Stroh with Bradshaw Family Dental. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. I am your host today. This is Lorette Brashear. I'm here with our first guest, Dr. Aaron Stroh with Bradshaw Family Dental. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So you're with Bradshaw Family Dental.
Yes, I
am. How long have you been there?
I'm going on about 2 years, actually. Yeah.
That's impressive. That is very much impressive. And you guys have multiple locations, is that right?
We do, yeah. We're in Surprise is our furthest one away, and then we've got Prescott Valley, one office in Prescott, and then one office in Chino.
Wow. And there's quite a few of your doctors in there.
There are. Yeah, we're up to, I believe, there's six of us now.
Wow.
Between the four locations, yeah.
Six of you guys between the four locations.
Yeah, it's
so
a fun time.
If I ever have teeth problems, it shouldn't be hard to get an appointment.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Great. And so, like you said, there is a location in Chino Valley.
There is. Yep.
And then you guys also have one in Prescott.
Correct. Yep.
And Prescott Valley as well.
And then Prescott Valley as well.
So you guys are almost covering the Quad Cities.
We are trying to.
So I read a little bit of your bio and it says that, I know, right? It said that you like hiking, biking, and cooking. What do you like to cook?
Oh man. I love to grill. I'm a fan of the grill. And my latest hobby is actually gardening.
Gardening.
Yeah,
Tennis who gardens.
I took up gardening this year. Yeah, my dad is a gardener, a self-proclaimed master gardener.
Wow.
And so he has no awards or accolades or anything, but he's taught me a lot. So I started my first garden this year. It's been fun.
So what are you planting?
Whew, zucchini. Our zucchinis are going crazy. We've got blueberries, strawberries, tomatoes, peppers, onions.
Holy cow,
green beans.
Are like gardening.
Oh yeah, going
so
nuts.
Let me ask you, you just said blueberries. I've heard, and I don't, myth or fact, I'm not sure, but you know, my parents would always say, don't eat any blueberries or don't eat them after a certain time because it'll stain your teeth.
Blueberries, yeah, yeah. Any, you know, any foods, drinks with any sort of coloring to them. Sodas, red wines.
I love red wine.
Yeah,
so it stains my teeth?
You need a straw. Drink it with a straw.
There you go.
That's the key.
No wonder you get those juices in straws.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what can I do is there anything I can do to kind of prevent that staining? Like even iced tea. Right now it's so hot outside. People just want to sit on their porch, drink some good old fashioned tea.
Yeah.
So what can we do for?
Well, it's tough. You know, I think straws are the main, that's my main,
So you're saying
advice.
Iced tea from a straw,
yeah.
Wine from a straw,
yeah.
Blueberry juice from a straw,
coffees out of tumblers, things like that. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Perfect. Okay. And is there any way, like, you know, is there like toothpaste I should look for? Like whitening stuff?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of whitening toothpaste out there for sure that will help kind of remove some of that stain. You want to do your due diligence. You know, check out all the different product lines. There's so many different products and not everything works for everybody. So you have to kind of do a little bit of investigating and trying some things out. And you know, you want to make sure that you're not getting a toothpaste that's going to cause your mouth, you know, more irritation.
Gotcha.
Which can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents, I remember my mom and dad, you know, their toothpaste that what they would use is just dip their toothbrush in baking soda.
Yeah.
Is that still even a thing now? Is
it
that
is.
Like a healthy thing or
yeah.
Why would they do that?
So there's like Arm & Hammer
right.
still
that's
makes
what my
like
parents
a,
would do all yeah. the time and it was just gross.
They still make a toothpaste and I have a lot of patients that will do a little bit of baking soda as well. Because again, you know, those active ingredients will help kind of brighten up your smile. Now that being said, just like anything in life, it's all about moderation. You know, you don't want to be, making things overly basic, and doing a
right.
lot of baking soda in there because that can be detrimental to your teeth as well. But you know, if you're doing it every once in a while and it just kind of brightens up your smile, it can be good for you.
How often should we go in and get regular checkups?
I recommend going to the dentist every at least 6 months.
Every 6 months.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can happen, even in patients that haven't had a history or a long time history of any cavities. You know, I'll use myself as an example. I've had a lot of dental work done in my own mouth. I've had two teeth pulled this year, and both of them were root canals that went bad. And again,
wow.
It's like, you know, you look at all these X-rays, and I've had regular exams. And it just was something for me that happened overnight where these teeth got infected and there wasn't a whole lot I could do about it. And there wasn't a whole lot of preventative measures other than going and seeing my dentist regularly where we can kind of keep an eye on all that previous dental work.
Gotcha. You know, even when I brush my teeth, sometimes I feel like it's just not clean enough. Is there any way to know, like, you know, hey, you know, It's really clean. As a kid, my mom would give me like little tablets to chew on and
yeah.
it would turn your mouth like
the
orange
disclosing
or
ones.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and then she would know and be like, go brush your teeth yeah. again. But I don't know. I mean, does that exist still for
those,
adults?
Those
or?
Still exist. You can find
wow.
them once in a while in the grocery store. So that can be a great tool, absolutely, for helping you identify where the plaque's at. I am a huge proponent of electric toothbrushes.
Okay.
I think Sonicare, I know you and I were talking before we got
that
on the air about Sonicares, and I still think they're one of the best toothbrushes on the market. I don't get paid to say that. I really
sure
don't. I think Oral-B does a wonderful job as well. But it's just been in my personal, again, my own personal use. I have found the Sonicare to be, helpful for myself. Now, with that, just like your manual toothbrushes, you need to spend some time actually brushing the teeth. As a kid, I remember I would try and brush my teeth as fast as I possibly could.
Absolutely.
Because I needed more time to play video games,
Yep.
So now I've learned that really the best thing you can do for your teeth is just spend more time brushing them.
Gotcha.
And you don't want to be brushing harder or faster. It's just a time, thing. And that's what's nice about these newer electric toothbrushes is they hold you accountable.
They are all on timers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it does, because, when I use it, I'm like, okay, it feels like it's been there for a long time.
Exactly.
But there is days, where you're just running and you're just kind of brushing your teeth just with a regular toothbrush.
Yeah. So I make my morning brush more of my kind of running brush. I'm on my way out the door.
Like the coffee brush.
Yeah, it's the post-coffee brush. You're kind of freshening things up. And then I spend my nighttime brush really, really, really taking my time.
Okay.
I do 2 minutes on top, 2 minutes on bottom.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I just let the toothbrush just hold me accountable to those 4 minutes. And then while, you leave a film of that toothpaste on there, you can floss the toothpaste in between the teeth, and it's going to bring some of those chemicals like fluoride in between your teeth and help keep those areas
strong. And flossing is really important.
It is.
But can you tell us why? I mean, that's something everyone's like, floss your teeth, floss them, but why?
So flossing is important for a number of reasons. The first most obvious one, it's your only line of defense against cavities that start in between the teeth.
Wow.
And so again, my experience has been, you get a lot of patients that they're either more cavity prone or they're more gum disease prone. Again, floss is the only other defense for gum disease too. I say the only other. It's one of many extra tools to help prevent gum disease. So, you want to make sure you're getting some floss down below the gums, getting that plaque out of there so that it doesn't, turn into tartar and therefore, turn into some sort of gum disease. And then it again keeps you safe from those cavities starting in between the teeth as well.
Wow, some great and helpful advice. It's the little things that we take for granted, like you said. It's running in the morning, it's not brushing your teeth. Any advice for parents that are really trying, with toddlers? How do you get them, besides shoving them down and shoving that toothpaste, and toothbrush in there? But is there any advice for that?
It's tough.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you the best advice for that. Again, I think it's toddler to toddler, kid to kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those where you just want to keep practicing with them. Show and tell is very helpful. And then there's, again, a lot of toothbrushes out there that they play music and songs and so
they
on.
They do. Yeah. Those are really nifty. Yeah. I like them for myself.
Yeah.
Dr. Aaron Stroh, so how do we get a hold of you?
So a couple different ways to get a hold of me. If you want to catch me out in Chino Valley, our phone number is 928-237-1305. You can also check us out on our website, www.bradshawfamilydental.com.
And that's the easiest way to come in, get an appointment.
Absolutely, yeah.
And just start with your regular checkup.
Definitely.
And at least do the x-rays, right?
And we're doing a couple specials this month as well.
Please tell.
Yeah, so it's a $99 special for all patients, brand new patients. That includes x-rays, an exam, and then a cleaning. Granted, it's not a cleaning that is something that, requires a little bit more effort, like a deep cleaning, for example. And then for kids under the age of 15, we are doing the same exact special for $65.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is a fantastic thing. So $99 for adults, basically, mm-hmm. to come in. And kids, you said 65.
Under the age of 15.
The age of 15.
$65.
So this is a really great opportunity.
Yeah.
Like brand new patients.
Definitely.
So this is a great opportunity for me to come in, too. It's been a while. I hate to admit it, but it's been a while since I've last seen
a dentist. It's never too late.
It's never too late, right? You can always come in. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Well, I appreciate you being here and appreciate the advice.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, The Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs host the Baltimore Orioles Monday at 6, 5 a.m. 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with our next guests. I've got Catherine Osland and Wendy McCants from Human Resource Training, Inc. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Perfect. How are you, ladies?
Great.
How are
you?
Fine.
I love having you guys here, and this is your first time, correct?
Yes.
So... congratulations. Yay! Anyway, so you guys are with, it's also known as HRT.
Yes.
And what is that?
So Human Resource Training was incorporated in 1981 to provide consultation and training in the social services field. Since that time, we have expanded immensely to offer a wide range of services in the child welfare system.
Gotcha. So basically, HRT helps, is it like fostering parents or like helps you find somebody?
Yes, foster care is a temporary aspect of the foster care system where we support the foster families. They come in, the children come into their home, and they work with them until the child is either returned to their parents or they are placed in care for adoption.
Gotcha. So what you guys do is it's basically kind of the in-between.
Yes.
You help them out.
Yes.
So if I'm interested in, basically, if I'm interested in adoption or adopting mm-hmm. somebody, do I come to you?
Yes.
So
yes,
you guys can help me figure it out and, right. and kind of guide me through the whole process. Because I don't even know what the process is. All I know is it's probably this really long process that's going to take me like forever. I mean, that's the stigma out there.
Yeah.
Really?
No, it doesn't. You want to explain that?
Well, the process is, you know, we have to follow the state rules.
Right.
For sure. So the state requires that family who want to get licensed fill out a lot of forms and get a lot of training. Well, the training has been shortened now to 15 hours, so that's great. We're really excited about that.
Gotcha.
So you work with an agency like HRT to help you through that process.
Okay.
And once licensed, then you can get children through the foster care either to do foster care or adopt or do both.
Okay.
You can always adopt through foster care.
So is there any requirements? I mean, for foster care, do I have to be a certain age to do this? Because a lot of young, families want to do it. I know they want to help out, but I didn't know, nope, you're not old enough, you can't do it, or, what's going on with that?
Well, I can tell you it's exciting. That's where I come in, and I go into the homes, and I train them and work with them, because that's something we do in the rural area. We go into their home, and so it's very convenient. They can have their children there and everything. But anyway, as long as they're 18.
21.
Is it 21?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, it's 21. And there is no age limit. We had a family she was 60 and he was 69, adopt a 9-year-old and change his destiny. And,
that's fantastic.
We really love working with the children. And
families can be single parents, married. They can own their own home. They can rent. I mean.
So there is no.
There is none.
Which, is fantastic. Like I said, I've always kind of contemplated it and thought, it would be a really great life choice.
It is.
And it would be really beneficial for that child. But I've also thought, I didn't know my own home. Maybe I wasn't old enough or would they really trust me with, a kid? Until you have your own, you're going, gosh, there is no instruction manual,
Oh, yeah. I think foster parents get a good instruction manual from HRT and the agencies that license them.
And so
sure.
You guys kind of help them out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Is there a need for foster parents?
We have a great need for foster parents. We have children right now. And let me just explain something. There's a stigmatism that these children are bad.
Right.
And these children are amazing. I did foster care for 21 years. And so I can honestly tell you I wouldn't trade my life of the experience of 21 years. But these children come into care because we have an opiate crisis. We have all kinds of things that are going on where the children are removed because of safety issues.
Gotcha.
And so they come into care. We have them staying in DCS offices, shelters, because we don't have enough homes. And I always tell everyone, if everyone just helped one child in their life, we wouldn't need foster care because these children would be taken care of.
So it's just that one child.
Yes, just
and
one child.
And what about the ages? I mean, do they range
infants to age 18. And they can actually stay in until they're 21 if they choose to do so and get a lot of help for becoming independent.
Wow.
There is a huge need for foster homes for teens. Huge.
Yes. So is there different types of foster parenting?
There is some different types. One is regular foster care that we've kind of been talking about where children just come in and stay for a while, like in a family setting. And then there's kinship foster care, which is mostly family related, and you can be a fictitious kin, also placement, say a teacher of a child.
Perfect.
And then there's respite care, so that is a family who gets licensed to just provide, it's sort of like a babysitting service, to foster parents.
Oh.
When they need a break.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And you can do that for
that's a really neat thing.
That is.
So if and that's, again, any age or?
It's 21.
Okay.
The same thing, 21, because they get licensed to do it.
Great. So they get licensed.
Yeah.
Is that something like they get paid for?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a little great little side gig.
They also, when you place a child in the home, there's a reimbursement for care of the child, and you get medical and dental. We try to make it to where it's easy to take in a child. We also have a clothing closet where they can come and get clothing and shoes, and that's something I just want to put a plug in. We always need school clothes and shoes. So if you have gently used clothing and shoes, please contact us
Any size, boys, girls, or
school age.
Yeah, school age boys.
School age boys and girls. Okay. We need school age clothes, especially we're coming into the school season. When a child comes into foster care, they most of the time come in with a garbage bag.
Gotcha. And, or sometimes nothing at all.
Yeah, or nothing at all. So we are in real need. We have a very nice clothing closet that foster parents put together for us.
So it's got always a need for like tennis shoes, socks, you know, that kind of stuff.
Undergarments.
Where would I take this stuff, you know?
They would call me, and I can meet them or pick them up or they can drop them off. But my phone number is 928-399-9043. Or they can email me, wendym@hrtaz.com, and we will get back to them right away.
And that's for the clothing.
If
anybody wants to go out and, you know, do some. Do you guys need any, like, hygiene products, you know, that kind of
stuff
as well?
Yes.
Okay.
We need all of that.
I would imagine, you know, toothbrushes, toothpaste, you know, that kind of stuff for them.
We're coming into the holiday season, where we always want to supply things for children and toys, whatever.
Well, you just said, the school year is about ready to start up again. So you're looking for clothes and all that stuff.
Right.
Gotcha. And then to become a foster parent, too, you're also looking for people that want to do that.
Yes.
Can I speak a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Please do.
And I just ask you to look at your home, and if you have an empty bedroom, and you can fill it with just one child, that's what we're looking for. We don't ask you to take in three or four if everyone just took in one, but you can be a volunteer for so many different areas with a child. And when you take them into your home, we come out there. We help support you. We come out monthly. And what else?
We go to meetings with them. We go to court with them.
Yes.
So you guys definitely do a lot with them.
Yes.
And if there's a crisis, we try to work with that child and come up with ways to help solutions. And if a lot of times these children get triggered and it's not their fault, they've had trauma in their life and their whole world has been, you know, disrupted. So we come alongside. That's what my job is. I help them. Catherine's a licensing worker. She helps that process. So we team together. We're a very close-knit family up here in northern Arizona.
You guys seem like it. So what can I do to help? Is there anything, you know, what can I do to help?
Well, you know, I have a list that we made up of different ways that everyone could get involved.
Yeah.
And if they would email me, I would email them back that list of how they can get involved. At our last mixer, we had one woman say, you know, I'm older, I can't take in a child, but I would love to do respite. I gave her a list, and so she's going to sign up to do respite.
And that's the one that's like the day. Are you giving the parents a little time off?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, that's
uh-huh.
a perfect one.
Yes.
So there's something for everybody.
Yes.
And if they want to call for more information in the northern Arizona area, they can call 1-888-433-1344 and inquire how they can help. You don't have to be a foster parent. There's a lot of need for volunteers and other services.
What kind of things, as a volunteer, can I expect? Well, I mean, what are some of the things that I can help with?
We need grandmas.
Mentors. Youth court advocates.
So the court advocate would go down with that child and just kind of help that child along the, you know, the court system.
We've just gotten a hold of BACA.
BACA's fantastic.
And where they will hopefully accept that and come alongside that child through the court system.
And BACA, for those of you listening, is Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Yes.
So that seems very fitting for your organization.
Yes, it is.
And it seems like a really great match.
Some of these children have been traumatized and are in fear, and we're hoping that BACA will be able to come alongside them and help them. But our agency is very supportive of our families, and we honor all of our families that become foster parents, because without them, these children would be sitting in shelters.
Wendy, let me ask you, how many kids are in the foster system currently? And, I mean, approximately, and then how many actually get adopted? mean, are we looking at hundreds, thousands? I have no idea.
We have several thousand children.
Wow.
That are needing homes. And our greatest...
And this is our area, yeah. You know, the Quad City, basically.
Statewide is needed.
Oh, statewide.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Our area specifically?
I don't have those numbers.
Do you have, like, any idea, you know, is there, you know, are we looking at how many adoptions more or less get...
Well, I can honestly tell you that's our greatest reward is to sit in a courtroom and see children get adopted and have forever families.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We have been through a lot of them this year, and seeing the children's faces light up when you're going to be my mom and dad now, you know.
I can say that Yavapai County Court has an adoption day twice a year, and that courtroom is completely full. Not a sitting place left.
So
and they put
really,
balloons up and quilts and
yes.
Oh, it's
people
just
make
beautiful.
Quilts for
kids being adopted.
Kids that are being adopted, and they can take those to the courts, and they're handmade, hand quilted for every child that gets adopted.
So they get to take one
yes.
home.
Yes.
How special?
Yes.
How unique is that?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's really a great thing.
Yes.
So, and you guys, how long you guys have been around for several?
Since 1981.
Yeah, so for a long
mm-hmm,
time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how can people, again, get a hold of you?
So, again, the number for Northern Arizona Foster Care Program is 1-888-433-1344. And also we have a website, hrtaz.com. We are also on Instagram and Facebook if you just look up HRT, Foster Care.
HRT. So you guys are on Instagram,
yep.
Facebook.
Yep.
You guys got all the social media
yes.
covered. And you got your website. And that website
yes.
again was?
hrtaz.com.
And that's where it's going to tell you all the information, how to be a foster parent, how to become a volunteer, and the types of volunteers that are needed in the area.
Right.
Some of the ones that you guys kind of touched on.
Right. Correct.
Which I think is really great. I didn't know, like, even you can volunteer for that little bit of time
right.
that you have. And like you said, just to relieve a foster parent.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I really love what you guys do.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you guys being here today, letting us know about HRT, which is Human Resource Training Incorporated. And I appreciate it, like you said. So we had today, right now, Catherine and Wendy with Human Resource Training. And I appreciate you guys being here. Thanks
again.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
A mix of exterior territorial styles like Pueblo and Santa Fe can make an eye-catching look to your home. We'll delve into the details. The Urban Farm shares the benefits of composting and how to create it. Home foundation leaks and your home improvement project got you stumped? We'll take your questions. So start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. It's just 2 weeks until the start of classes, and the Chino Valley Unified School District is getting ready.
New teachers report in at Heritage Middle School tomorrow morning. Eighth grade schedules will be distributed tomorrow, followed by seventh grade on Wednesday and sixth grade on Thursday. Distribution hours are 8 a.m. to noon. Supply lists are out for Territorial Elementary Child Care Center, Del Rio Elementary, and Heritage. Parents can visit ChinoValleySchools.com to view and download the lists. At Chino Valley High School, seniors can pick up their schedules today, followed by juniors tomorrow, sophomores on Wednesday, and freshmen on Thursday. Pickup hours are 9 a.m. to noon. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll discuss proposed water policy changes.
Staff presented the benefits of providing water to properties outside city limits. Tomorrow's discussion at Prescott City Hall will examine other city code changes that would be required to support the proposed policy. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny today and tomorrow, mostly cloudy Wednesday. Cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly cloudy 65, with a 20% chance of isolated rain, a 40 to 50% chance of brief spot storms tomorrow through Thursday. Daily highs near 87 the next 3 days in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for rain tonight through Thursday, down to 71 after bedtime, highs in the partly sunny upper 90s the rest of the week. This KQ&A News and Weather is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited to be here today and with our next guest.
I have Clint Walker here with Chino Valley Funeral Homes. Hey, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. Doing great today.
We've got you with the Heritage Funeral Homes, but called you Chino Valley Funeral Homes because I guess you guys are pretty much one of the only ones in Chino Valley.
Well, there's actually two there, but Forest Heritage, we own the Chino Valley Funeral Home there.
You
in
guys
Chino
do,
Valley.
Yes. And you guys have several locations, is that right?
Oh, yes, statewide. Actually, we have a total of 9 funeral homes and the Cremation Society, 2 crematories, and we have 5 cemeteries.
Wow. So you've got 5 cemeteries, and where are all those located?
We have 3 cemeteries, actually 2 in Prescott.
Okay.
1 in Dewey.
Wow.
We have 1 in El Mirage. There is 1 in Glendale, and also there's 1 in Coolidge.
Wow. So you guys really have branched out quite a bit. And like you said, several different locations as well.
Yes.
So I know that I've never had you guys on the radio before, but I'm so excited to have you on the radio for Heritage Funeral Homes. What are some of the things that I know you guys do a lot of, you know, pre-planning and can help people with services. So what are some of the things that people can do to kind of plan ahead?
Well, basically, it's so important to at least talk with your family.
Okay.
If you don't even pre-fund, talk with your family. Have everything written down that you want to do so that way they know. But we do provide free guides. You can come by and get a free funeral guide that we actually offer that has different partners in the community that provide services that they will need also. And also just sit down and talk with a funeral director or a pre-planning specialist and see what your options are.
You know, and it is kind of a thing that, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about their funeral or they don't want to, you know, think about it. But it is something very, very important to think about, you know, because you don't want, you know, figure out what you want in after for your services and that kind of stuff. Because so many times people do pass away and you have no idea what that person even wanted.
Exactly.
You know, or, you know, did they even want something like this? Did they want, you know, so it's so important to talk about these topics. Even though they are a little uncomfortable, you know, people are like, heck no, I'm not going to talk about death. It'll never happen to me. But we all know eventually we're going to be there.
Yes.
But so some of the things are to just kind of come in and pre-plan.
Yes, pre-plan. And also in Arizona, see, there's a revived statute that you can also specify cremation or burial. Once that's pre-funded, you sign a document. We call it the immunity document. It's a revived statute of Arizona. That statute allow you to have your wishes known, and those wishes can't be changed unless you change it.
Unless you change it.
Yes.
So even if a family member kind of wants to debate it, it's already kind of written in stone, per se?
Yes.
So that's a great thing. I didn't know that Arizona even offered something like that.
Yes.
So because, you know, in my family, actually, in particular, there was an incident where my grandmother wanted to be buried, but the family wanted her, you know, body cremated. Mm-hmm. So then in that sort of sense, that would have been really helpful to honor her wishes.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then you guys offer a variety of different services.
Yes.
So what are some of the services you guys offer?
Well, we offer green burials. We offer cremation. We offer full traditional services, visitations, you know, memorial services, things like that.
Gotcha.
We do a lot with our veterans as well.
And that's what I noticed. I did see that that was one of the things that you guys did. What are some of the things that you do with the veterans?
Well, we make sure, first of all, that the veterans are aware that the VA will not cover everything, like so many people think they will.
Yeah, I actually thought the VA would cover it all.
No.
So it's not that way.
No, it's not. So what we do is that me, myself, I was the service officer for the American Legion here in Prescott for the last 5 years. Worked very closely with all of our veterans in the hospital, those people that are in need. So we do a lot. We make sure that when a family comes to us and the veteran have passed away, all the documentation that they need to have ready for the VA, all the VA claim forms to have to be filed, our job is to walk them through that process. And, you know, that's part of what we do. That it's more to it than just receiving the flag. You have to schedule with the National Scheduling Office for the Prescott National Cemetery, whether the Veterans Cemetery up in Belmont or the Phoenix National Cemetery or even the Arlington National Cemetery.
So is there a certain paperwork, too, that they have to fill out with the VA and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot when it comes to VA claims and things like that.
So do you guys help out with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. That's one of the things we do at no cost to our veterans or their families.
Oh, fantastic. So it's of no cost if they come to you.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what some of the things that you do for the veteran services.
Correct.
Oh, I love it. I love that you support our veterans. I think this is a great opportunity. And like I said, I didn't know that the VA didn't cover everything.
Yes.
I just assumed it would.
Well, it's amazing. Even working at the VA, which I did at one time, a lot of the veterans there think the same thing. Being a veteran myself is so important to know that, no, they won't. So my family know exactly what to do when my demise takes place.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they'll know now, what to do, and they can come to you and do the pre-planning.
Yes.
And kind of go from there. I also see that you guys do a little bit of grief support as well.
Yes. A lot of our grief support that we provide 365 days a year is actually web-based support.
Okay.
We actually send out, grief support documents, on a monthly basis. For the first year, we would send out every month you'll receive, a letter.
And
also, there's a hotline to call. There's a lot of different library that we have that you can get different types of, documents and things.
And grief support is so important because people grieve so differently.
Yes.
Some people will kind of shut down and others kind of forget about it until it kind of hits you like a freight train. And I mean, I've been through it all, with deaths in my family. I've handled them all so differently.
Yes.
And so it's hard to say that you're just going to handle it the same way the last time, because there is no right or wrong way to handle this.
No. And it's so important to realize that can anyone tell you how to grieve? It's going to be completely different for every person. Even two people in the same household will grieve totally different.
So you can't say, hey, suck it up. It's been, months
exactly.
Now. And there really are people out there that kind of do believe that, hey, it's been 5 months. They should have already been over it. But it like you said, everyone grieves so differently. And it's such a unique process for everyone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys do a lot of different services out there for Chino Valley. Like you said, you had mentioned your veteran packages. You do the burial services.
Yes.
And so you'll go out there kind of, is it an actual service that you guys provide, or you guys just do the burial?
No, actually, we can provide, we provide the tent and chairs for the gravesite services. If it's at the national cemeteries, we're there at the committal service, the committal shelter for the family.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and here in the Prescott National Cemetery, they're only doing cremated remains right now. So there's a committal shelter there that we meet there with the family, with their clergy, have the service, and then from there we will escort the family down to the site where the cremated remains are placed, or whether
right.
in that cemetery or one of our local cemeteries. So we do provide those services for our
families. So, Clint, let me ask you, where do you start? This is always such a difficult process. Let's say, you had a death in your family. What's your first step?
The first thing you do, if you don't have a funeral home, most people start making those phone calls.
Okay.
And it's so important that you call more than one place, because everybody have different pricing. If a demise haven't taken place and you wanted to pre-fund, it's always so important to not just make a phone call, but to walk in the door and
yeah.
see how you're treated, how you feel. That tells you a lot.
Right. Just walking in the door tells you, about the people that are there. If they're friendly, if they're even going to care.
Yes.
So
exactly.
You're saying don't just, take their word for it over the phone. Come in, visit you in person, and see what it's like.
Exactly.
And it is very important, actually. That's probably the best advice. I know, I did that with when my grandmother passed away, and this has been years ago, but when she did, the funeral home in Texas was fantastic. But we did that. We walked in there, and it was so inviting. It was so warm. It just was the appropriate place.
Yes.
So that's your first start.
Yeah,
and
I would
then
say, yes.
From there, you just kind of decide what their wishes were.
Yes. If you don't know what their wishes are, most mortuaries or funeral homes will have different packages already set aside for you to choose from to make it easier. It'll make the process a lot easier.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that you guys have made some additions to the one in Chino Valley.
Oh, yes. The chapel has been extended. We have... the chapel is divided into two chapels now.
Wow.
The outside patio has been paved. It's real nice.
Fantastic.
Just more modernized there.
So you guys have kind of revamped that one a little bit.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's fantastic. And I know that we're going to be doing a mixer. You guys will be hosting a mixer for
yes.
the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. But kind of to make it eerie, right, we're doing it in October.
I think it's going to be one of the funnest mixers, or the most fun, because, you know, it's going to be around Halloween in October. So I think that's going to be a great time. And that allows people to come out, check you guys out, check out your location, and just kind of see you. Clint, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can call the Chino Valley Funeral Home, which is 928-636-8225, or just stop by the funeral home at 480 West Palomino Road in Chino Valley.
And do you have a website?
Our website is actually heritagefuneralchapels.com.
Heritagefuneralchapels.com.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Clint, so much for being here today. Clint Walker with Heritage Funeral Home. And thank you again. And we'll be back with more on Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Thank you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and I want to thank everyone for joining us today. My guest today, I had a great guest. I had Catherine Osland and Wendy McCantis with Human Resource Training. We just spoke with Clint Walker with Heritage Funeral Homes, and we also spoke today with Dr. Aaron Stroh with Bradshaw Family Dental. So now it's time to get out your calendars for upcoming events. We've got August 7th is our business and networking luncheon, which is held at Grace Baptist Church. ADOT will be doing our presentation. So if you want to know what's going on with our roads and streets, come on out to that one in Chino Valley. August 13th, we also have Women in Business doing their networking luncheon, also held at Grace Baptist Church from 11:30 to 1. And that will be a self-defense training. So that's going to be a one to not miss. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.